Hello to all the solopreneurs, startup and small business owners. Cheers to you. Those with the courage to set out with an idea and bring it into reality. Maybe very quickly you realize that running a business takes all kinds of skills. Many you have, but maybe some you don't. The Good for Business show is designed to help your business grow by having fun but valuable conversations with the best industry leaders across sales, marketing, content creation, and mindset. So let's get into this week's conversation with your host, Michelle J. Raymond. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Good for Business show. I'm Michelle J. Raymond. I am the Chief Social Strategist at Good Trading Co. And had to think about that one for a moment. And joining me today is the wonderful Lynair Johnston, all the way from across the ditch in New Zealand. Welcome to my show. I'm the boss this time. How does that feel?
It feels fantastic that you are the boss, and I'm so pleased to be here to share gardening tips, Michelle.
Because people may not know, but you and I are like me, and you have spent so much time talking about gardening as well as writing a book somewhere in there, right?
So, and a bit of gin drinking too, as I recall. So it's a well-rounded relationship, Michelle, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. We're having fun. So for those people out there that are joining this show that haven't actually come across you, shame on you people. Tell us a little bit about you. Yeah.
I am in New Zealand, as you so rightly say, which makes us just about cousins. And exactly. My business is Word Wizard. So I've been on LinkedIn for a number of years. And last year, I wrote a book called Linkability for Powerful Strategies to Maximize Your LinkedIn Success. Then I did it on the back of the Social Media Marketing Institute of Australia, deciding that I was New Zealand's number one LinkedIn expert. Well, that came as news to me, Michelle. And so I decided, well, what does everybody who's an expert have? They have a book. So I decided I'd better get busy. So I spent the first part of 2020, during lockdown mainly, writing my first book. And it has been an amazing journey. And I'm now connected to some fantastic people all over the world and really able to get my message out about LinkedIn and how it's such a fantastic platform for business people all over the world. And I'm just really thrilled with the way that LinkedIn has helped me be able to do that.
And look, the thing is, it really is a worldwide connection. And you and I joining here today is a tribute to that. And I read a post that you did or a comment you did the other day that said, when you wrote your first book, it really changed things for you. Like, how did it change things? Can you share a bit about that?
Yes, sure. Now, I think that what happens when you decide to write a book when you are not sure that you really are qualified to write a book about a topic is that you start to learn, and you learn real quick. And so I had a particular goal in mind, and that I wanted to be able to get the message out about LinkedIn to a lot more people. And I felt we're using it, and particularly here in New Zealand and also Australia, where the market really isn't terribly mature for LinkedIn. A lot of businesses don't really understand how they can use it in their marketing. So I wanted to help people to do that. And so along the way, I realized some really important lessons when I was writing it. The first thing is that you learn a lot when you're writing a book, and not only about the subject, but also about the process of writing. But the key thing I learned, Michelle, was about collaboration. Important as it is. Now, I knew that intellectually, but I didn't know it at a practical level. And part of that was confidence. But I felt now that somebody else had said I was New Zealand's number one LinkedIn expert, whatever that might mean.
It makes a difference. It makes a difference when someone else says it.
Exactly. And you're not saying it about yourself. So exactly. So I was able to confidently go to people and say, look, would you like to collaborate with me on this, that, and next thing? And so that's opened some amazing doors and new networks to me that I would never have had the opportunity to do otherwise. And seriously, it has changed my life. And one of the people who was most instrumental in helping me along those lines was a man that you and I both know from the United Kingdom, the lovely and relentless John Asperian.
Shout out to John, Mr. Relentlessly Helpful. If you are not following John Asperian, like, both Lynair and I are going to tell you to go and do that right now. he is definitely the gold standard for being helped. And this is the thing I realized as well. I went through a similar journey to you, where until I saw somebody else say, you are a pages expert, Michelle, that imposter thing in my head just kept telling me, I've just got to learn some more. Over the time that we've written this book, that I love doing the research. I love understanding how things work. And unless it's like perfectly and I understand it, it drives me crazy. But let's go back a step to how this actually happens. Because from my perspective, here's what's happening. I set up my own business. I decide that I'm going to help people with LinkedIn and training. I almost fell into pages by accident because there were so many businesses that kept coming to me and saying, Michelle, can't you just help us? We don't want to do LinkedIn ourselves. We don't have the resources internally. Can you help us? So that's why I set up my business. I go down this path, and then you're on LinkedIn and you want to learn from the best. So you see all of these other people that have been in business for a lot longer, and I wanted to keep an eye on it. So you were one of those people, but in my head, it's telling me, Michelle, don't go and connect with people like Lanier or Tisdall or any of these other great trainers around the world. They'll think you're going to steal their clients. And so that's what my head's telling me. My head's telling me, don't do that. Okay. Even though the other part of my brain is going, oh yeah, I like that. I've learned that. And there was so much that was coming out of it for me that I was, you know, holding myself back. So I'm going to fast forward this story. So we know that a lot of action happens in the comments on LinkedIn. And so if we go back to around March, probably end of February, you know, beginning of March, I write a comment on a post of a connection of mine who's in Europe. And it was about company pages. And of course, back then, I really stood out like the sore thumb because everyone was like, who is this person and why the hell are they talking about company pages? And it was a pretty lonely space back then. So what happens is Mr. VTech reaches out, the host of the LinkedIn Smart podcast, and he says, Michelle, I've never heard anyone talk about company pages quite so much. Would you like to come on my podcast? I'm like, yes. I feel like I'm famous when someone asks me on a podcast. So putting my hand up, anyone else wants me as a guest, I'm always ready, as is Lanier. So I go onto this podcast and talk about company pages. So this is where the story comes over to you. So we've gone from Europe to Dubai to Australia.
To New Zealand. Because I heard you on VTech's podcast. I'd been a previous guest and I have a lot of time for VTech and I always religiously listen to his show. And I was listening to you in my garden one day. Somebody's talking about company pages because everybody has always said the company pages were a waste of time, but I didn't believe that. And I really felt that there were some ways that company pages could be used really well. And I wanted to get the message out there. I'm also a bit of a fan of writing books, as you know, and so I had intended to write a book but had done nothing about it. I hear you on the show, I go, that woman's an Aussie, she's just across the way. I'll get in touch. And so from there I picked up the LinkedIn phone, got in touch, you and I had a chat, and within 15 minutes the decision was made.
So I need to tell people, like, this literally was our first conversation. So we jump onto the Zoom and in my head, there's other things that are going on, which I need to tell you. And I'm going to share with the audience, like, what's going through in my head besides the imposter or not wanting to steal customers, or not that I would do that, but that's what's going on in my head. There was one more thing. So you said at the top of the show that your business name is The Word Wizard. And my childhood growing up with my grandmother, who was the hugest influence on my life, was all things words. So we had to play Scrabble and Boggle and other word games. And she corrected my spelling every single time. Thank you. And that's where my love of reading and words and learning came from. So the whole time that I'm talking to you, in the back of my head, I'm going, wow, Lanier really has a presence that reminds me of my grandma. And so I've got this in my head and I'm thinking, I've been talking to you for about 10 minutes. Should I actually tell you? And so I say, no, I've got something really strange to tell you. Like, you remind me of my grandma. And before we start going down this, oh my God, I'm not saying you look old or anything like that. I just, the presence, like, just really that, you know, attachment to words, like, just there was something about you. And I was like, so then you say to me, I've got something weird. Michelle, do you want to write a book on company pages? And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, of course I sat there. Yeah, sure. But in my head, I'm just like going, what just happened there? And it's a real lesson for just for a moment, just saying yes and then working it out. My words to you, I've never written one before. I know you've got this amazing book, Linkability. I've never written one before. I have no idea how to write one. But what I lack in experience, I'm going to make up for in enthusiasm.
And that was the thing too, that I felt about it, was that I could bring the writing skills and you could bring the knowledge skills, because you are so much more knowledgeable about company pages than I am, because it's such a big in-depth field now. It may not have been in the early days, but now there was so much more to know about it. So it's been a match made in heaven, and here we are, we're also friendly gardeners.
It really has. And so one of the interesting things, so shout out to Jo, our publisher. I was talking to her yesterday while I was off buying new plants and getting stuff for my garden. And what actually happened was, we're on the phone and she says, seems like you and Lynair have actually done this really well. You seem to not argue. You seem to be on the same page. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. It's been 50-50 the whole way through. We have had to workshop a few things where you and I have differences of opinions. This isn't all just a sunshine and fairies, let's all agree fest. It was actually, no, I do things this way. And you were like, no, I do them this way. So we had to find ways to represent those different views in the book. And that's where the real power of collaboration comes, isn't it? Sometimes it's about the compromises that we have to make.
Absolutely. And also the willingness to collaborate and to hear the other person. I think it's really more about attitude more than anything, Michelle. And this is something you and I have the same objective. We've got different goals around it, but we've got the same objective. We want to get the book out there to help more people to use company pages better. Single-minded in our determination about that. We bring different things to the party, absolutely. Mm. But neither of us have a huge ego, and both of us are open to discussing what we do, you know, what the things we have to workshop, and coming to a compromise and agreeing that if there is something that is that we do not want to do for one reason or another, then the other will agree to abide by that, and so then we move closer towards a consensus of what we're going to do. And so it has been a much easier process than I think either you or I ever envisaged that it could have been. But I do believe it's that collaboration and that wish to make it work together that makes the difference.
Look, and the thing is, this is a world first as far as you and I are concerned. We haven't been able to find anyone else that's written a book entirely dedicated to just company pages.
No.
And I've even spoken to the Pages product team just this week, and they're all going to buy a copy because they are so excited just as much. Yes. And so I haven't told you that, but we were by the time we go through all LinkedIn employees, that'd be great. I thought that was an amazing acknowledgement, because they were excited that we were out there almost being company page influencers. Influences to get people to take another look. And so I had a comment on one of my posts this week that basically, quote unquote, pages suck. That was the full comment. I was like, cheers for that. Would you like to elaborate? Unfortunately, they didn't, but this is what we're up against. And I think what happened was, after a bit more conversation going, hey, what's going on here? My whole page is about company page tips. So if you're on my company page and you don't like company pages, that's all I talk about. So why are you over here? Just move on by. But it's what we're up against and changing that conversation, because there are shortcomings, right? There is definitely features that were missing. There are still features that are missing. But we came up with almost 30 reasons that businesses should have a company page, right? And this isn't in place of anything you do on your personal profile if you're a business owner. We absolutely acknowledge to people, you will not get the same reach. You will not get the likes and comments that you normally get on your personal profile. But it's, comparing the two is such a fruitless exercise. What else would you add to those people that are saying, like, pages suck? Because they're our target audience at the end of the day. Yes. Like, they are the people that we want to encourage to have another look. So I just wondered what you would say to that.
I would say, when did you last look at company pages? When did you last update your company page? When did you last post from your company page? Are you increasing the followers on your company page? Do you have a good number of followers on your company page? Are you encouraging people to come to your company page? And are the posts that you're putting up adding value and doing all the right things, following the right conventions? Or are you just posting promotional content? Are you running events from your company page? Have you actually tried it?
This is the thing, because I think I'm qualified to say pages suck in these particular ways. Like I use them all day, every day. I've tried all the different features. I'm continuing to trial them. And so there are shortcomings, but there are also so many new features that LinkedIn has poured into Pages this year. And that is because their revenue is going through the roof. And I decided back at the start of this year, I noticed that they were making more and more money from paid ad strategies. The whole world transferred their money onto LinkedIn as a platform because it's trusted. It's the number one trusted social media platform. I think it's 5 years in a row or something like that. Someone correct me in the comments if I've got that wrong, but it's a trusted platform, which is why when people are spending money on paid ad strategies, we know it's the number one B2B platform. So there's all kinds of benefits. So from that perspective, what I saw was that if I'm LinkedIn, we go back a step. HR solutions have been around for about 20 years. We've been through Sales Navigator. That's ongoing. But where's the real, and I guess, income going to be generated from? And paid ads right now, how do you run a paid ad? You need a company page. Now, I don't spend any money on ads myself. If you want to talk ad strategies, go see AJ Wilcox. He's the guru in that space. I play in the organic space. But one thing I learned from him was the more that you understand what works for your audience on an organic level, then if you ever want to do that on a much larger scale, you have more understanding of what will work for paid ad strategies. So the whole plan is build a following, understand what works, what kind of content they're looking for, what gets engagement, and then take it on steroids, put some money towards it and send it out really targeted. Now, again, I'm with you. I think the main problem with pages has been a content problem. It's all been about company, you know, and it's just like ads. No one wants ads. That's why we're all on Netflix, is what I typically say. But we don't want ads, and we don't want ads that aren't targeted even more so, because it's so easy to scroll, right? Every problem on LinkedIn is gone.
And so many companies do that wrong, even large companies. And I had a client just last week said to me, when I said, this is not the way to do it, we need to be doing this another way. He said, Vodafone are doing it. And I'm going to myself, that doesn't make it right. I was a little more diplomatic with my response to him. But really, just because other companies are doing it a certain way doesn't, and because they've got big reach, of course, doesn't mean that smaller businesses like yours and ours and our clients can't do it and shouldn't do it another way. And you're a salesperson. I'm more a marketing person. And so I come at things, and I'm also a journalist. So I come at things from an educational, informational, share valuable material angle. Whereas a lot of companies seem to make most use of company pages simply by, as you say, talking about the company, when people don't really want to know about the company. They want to know about solutions to the problems that they have, what's keeping them up at night, and who can help them, what can they do, and how. So by the time they've come to you for a solution to their problem, they've done their research, haven't they, Michelle? They've worked out who's in the space, what they're doing, who can help them best, and they approach you already knowledgeable about what you can do and how you can help them. So that takes them so much further down the sales funnel, simply because you've built that trust, that credibility, and that visibility using company pages.
Yeah, and the thing is that people think they don't work because they don't get likes and comments. And I want people to stop and think, what else could a company page achieve that's outside of those metrics? And so, of course, we want sets of eyes on them, right? Of course. When you think about a company page, it serves three masters. It's got the HR team who wants to attract top talent. So don't forget, there are people, that companies out there that want to attract the best employees. So we hear about the great resignation, the great reshuffle, the great rethink, all of these kind of things that are going on right now. So if you've got all these potential candidates out in the market that are doing their research, they're coming to LinkedIn looking, you know, potentially at looking for new work, they're going to do their research and stalking online just like we all do. That's why TripAdvisor, that's why Yelp, that's why Google reviews all exist. We don't make decisions anymore without checking with someone else. And that can be our communities, that can be our peers, but it's that social proof that we're talking about. And employee attracting top employees, You've got the marketing team wanting to generate leads and brand awareness. And then you've got a sales team that's going, hey, we want leads. And so you've the fact that the company page also includes a tab where it's almost like an intranet. The My Company tab is almost like a private intranet for employees to get together because we've all been working from home. And so there was no water cooler moments, I think, general term that people use, but this was meant to encourage that. So what LinkedIn is driving is, you know, exactly what we've got: collaborations, conversations, and community. Who doesn't want that's human to human? So it's just, I don't think people have gone back and had a look in 2021. I think they may have used pages going back a few years and went, they're rubbish, and just put it to the side. And we wrote this book because we think people should take another look, right?
We do, absolutely. And you're right, there's so many new features that have come along this year that have made a big difference, or being rolled out and make a big difference. And one of the ones that I love most is events. And you and I have used events, both of us. And I just think that they are amazing because they do build a community. You can have your own events page, you can have your own events chat, your own events news feed where you're putting up posts. And so and the fact that you can then invite people easily to come to your event and then post it on the main part of LinkedIn as well, it really does mean that you're going to be a lot more successful with events using company pages. Now, I've tried it using my personal page, and I've tried it using a company page. Right now, I've got thousands more connections on my on my personal page than I on my profile than I have on my company page. But the company page events, every time, works so much better. And I'm so pleased to be able to have found that, to know that, because then I can use it to greater effect. And it means that to anybody who signs up to my event is going to have my event in the highlights on their personal profile. So anybody visiting their profile will see my event or my company event. Yeah. And so there are so many different ways that the two dovetail together that I don't think people really, I'm really a person who would say that company pages do not.
And some of the things that we've talked about here, like a new feature. So we cover all of those in Business Gold. So Business Gold, building awareness, authority, and advantage. I got that. I always want to say them around the wrong way, but that's what it is for us. We've stepped this book through, how do you go through those stages? How do you build awareness for your company? How do you build authority? So that's all around thought leadership, because companies are being encouraged to really drive conversations in industries beyond what one person can do. And I'm not saying stop personal branding or stop personal thought leadership. I'm saying use your company to support your employees. Like, this is the part where I think the misconception is that if someone is into company pages, we're saying ignore the other side. Absolutely not. We're saying, hey, you could use your company page to build up your employees. And this is what we've stepped people through. And we've devoted a whole chapter to some companies that are actually doing a really good job on how they're using company pages effectively. And that is not necessarily the biggest. It wasn't based on who's got the biggest number of followers. That is not the criteria that we use, but who's using them most effectively. So there's a whole chapter to that. And I think it's hard to stop because there are some companies that are doing really good jobs.
Yeah, and getting better and better at it too, Michelle. I think as people realize the advantages of using a company page and they learn how to do it well, and there are new features that are coming out and they devote resources to it, then yes, the net result is that they do a better job, get a better result. And it's one of those self-fulfilling prophecies. If you actually start to do some work on something, you're going to get better at it, so you're going to get better results. So I do think that there are a lot of companies that are looking at it and going, how can we make this work for us? And so that's where the book comes in, because it's going to help them see the different ways that it is possible to be able to use it in their companies. And one of the ways I'd like to see people using it better is to be able to use their teams more effectively, and help their teams become individually to develop their personal brands through the company page. So the company benefits, the person develops as well, and everybody benefits. It's a win for everybody. And I know that there are companies that don't think that they should have their teams involved in company pages in terms of posting and being on there and having a public presence. And I just think that's an opportunity going begging, that people, if they were to do that, support their staff in that way, that everybody would from that. And I know that you agree with me on that one.
Oh, for sure. And a lot of companies haven't even explored the My Company tab, which is, if you're a company that wants to really super duper control your branding and make sure that you're employees are sending out the right kind of messages. You have a whole section for employee advocacy where you can create posts and then employees can jump in there and actually share that post, and not in the traditional share way where you don't get any reach, but it just posts as a normal individual post. So you can even have the best of both worlds with Pages. And I think there's just all these little tools like that that people don't know exist behind the scenes. So if you want to benchmark, for instance, against your competitors and see how your page is going, who's growing more, what's going on in your industry, LinkedIn recently added a feature where you can compare against your competitors. Like, you can put 9 other companies. Now, these are all the kinds of features that are in there that give people opportunities to do things better. And we're seeing more and more features come to make it easier for page admins. So one of the reasons that I really like company pages is you can have multiple page admins, so the work doesn't have to fall on one person. Because often what I found in small business, there's one person in the business who started to do a few things on LinkedIn, and then it's not really their job. But then all of a sudden someone went, oh, well, you're doing it, so you do it all. And so all of a sudden they're like, whoa, how did this happen? Just having multiple admins, you can outsource it to third parties. That's actually how it got started, because I didn't feel comfortable going against the terms and agreements, writing on behalf of other people. As a page admin, you can actually outsource it to other people and still stay within LinkedIn's guidelines. So that's other advantages. Share the workload, outsource it if you don't have time. But if you haven't had a look at it, yeah, definitely in the last 6 months, I think our advice is give it another.
Absolutely. Yeah, try it out, play with it, see what it's doing now. Read our book, Michelle. I think that would be good advice, don't you?
Let's talk about this.
Everybody to do this.
Let's talk about the book. And shout out to Michelle Griffin, Jeff Young, and John Aspirian, who have helped us in the background and read our book. They got an advanced copy and gave us some great feedback that we can, you know, obviously share with other people. But one of the things that I love is that it's now off, getting formatted. It's, what are we up to? About 15 days away. The countdown is on. Yeah, so 19th of November. It's going live on Amazon, and that will go globally. So you're going to have ebook or print on demand, your choice. We don't mind, but we do have a request that you put the 19th of November. We've got global LinkedIn lives that we've basically set up throughout the day. So during. I know. So I'm going to drag you down. So we've got the fabulous Jillian in the US. So straight from our first party starts in Vegas. Jillian Whitney is hosting that for us. And basically we are going to start, I think it's 8 a.m. my time here in Sydney. We then go to 1 o'clock. Tisdall is joining us. So we're taking over LinkedIn Roundup and we're going to talk about company pages. She's going to love that day. There's two of us, but she's been a super fan. So we're going to do that. Then we go to Louise Brogan, which is around 6 o'clock that night, my time. And so we've got a global party going on and we really request that everyone jumps on, and we've got special pricing for the book on that day, which also happens to be in the US, the 18th of November. Did I mention that's my birthday? If all of my LinkedIn family are trying to think, what will I buy Michelle for her birthday? Because I know that's what you're doing. Did I mention that? So the answer is Michelle would like you to buy Lynette and Michelle's book on LinkedIn company pages. So Business Gold is coming up. It will be available on other platforms after Amazon within a couple of days of that timing. So if you don't like Amazon, then don't worry, it's coming on other platforms. But we're really proud of this world first. What would you say has been the lesson or the cool thing that's happened out of this, the last 6 months that we've been writing this book? What's one thing that you want to share with
me? I want to share the fact that I think the tide is turning, Michelle, and the fact that you and I are at the forefront of this is fantastic. But I do believe that worldwide people are waking up to the real opportunities of LinkedIn company pages. And we are lucky that we're at the forefront to be able to help people to make the most of it with all of these changes coming out. So I really believe that this time next year, we'll be having a discussion that says, wow, look at the way company pages are now being used so more widely than they were when we launched our book. So I really believe that's the main thing that's going to, or has happened this year, is that tide of opinion is slowly moving, definitely.
And I think for me, I'm just going to echo that. I think you've just said it so well, because what I can see is there's so much you can do and have a cracking profile. You can really organize your personal content. And if everybody's doing that, how do you get advantage? And you can get advantage by like leveraging off your company page to build your personal brand and use your personal brand to build your company. And no bad can ever come of that. So on that note, Lynair, it has been an absolute pleasure today for me to be in the driver's seat and drive this a little crazy.
And Michelle.
Yes, it'll be back to normal soon. I just want to say thank you for, you know, giving me this opportunity to grow into something that I never thought that I would ever write a book. It wasn't even on my radar. It may have been on your list. It was never on. So it's something that I've grown as a person. I'm better for doing this process, and I've made a friend out of it, yes. Not just someone that I've collaborated with. So we can get back to talking about gin and gardening, and goodbye.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
I don't want you to just listen to this episode. I want you to take action to grow your business. So let's connect on LinkedIn and continue the conversation over there. Find me at Michelle J. Raymond, and my company page is Good Trading Co. Cheers.